We're talking today with Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, of course, based out of Oklahoma State University. USDA releasing their twice a year cattle inventory report. Start of the year versus the middle of the year, the reports are a little different, but still key numbers coming out based on January 1st, 2020. And Dr. Peel, what are they telling you? What do you see in the numbers thus far?
Well, I think the overall message here is that cattle inventories are down slightly pretty much across the board. So that would suggest that for this cyclical expansion, numbers did peak in 2019 and we have moved slightly lower, but not very dramatically lower.
As far as breaking down some of the key numbers in your mind, what are they?
Well, we've been looking at the beef cow herd, and that number did come in a little bit lower than expectations. And, of course, there were revisions to last year's numbers, too, so you have to kind of factor that in. But the bottom line is the beef cow herd was down 1.2%. Beef replacement heifers was down 1.9%, and that's pretty much as expected, with the idea that we are not trying to expand the herd anymore. But again, overall cattle numbers came in at 94.4 million head, down 0.4%, and that's pretty close to general expectations.
I know that there have been a lot of anticipation that we probably would see that beef cow herd number come down just a little bit, but overall, it still shows that we've got a pretty ample supply of cattle, at least for the first part of 2020, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. If you think about the feeder supply, we're coming into, in fact, the calculated feeder supply is actually a little bit bigger in this report compared to a year ago. So when you figure in the inventories of other heifers, which was up about 0.9%, and the calves under 500 pounds were up about 1.4%, steers over 500 pounds were down about 0.5%, but the net effect is that we have a large, we still have a full pipeline of feeder cattle coming through. We know that feedlots are currently full, and this suggests that we've got a few more months here to work through these feeder supplies before we'll start to see them back down a little bit.
In your mind, with the idea that we've dropped what, about 300,000 beef cows or so compared to January 1 of a year ago, does that kind of indicate to you that we've got the potential of maybe having some better prices ahead, some better opportunities for profitability?
It does. I mean, even though, on a case-by-case basis, these numbers vary a little bit from our expectation, but the overall pattern is very similar to expectations. Again, with these numbers down slightly, it suggests that we're going to relieve the supply pressure, and that means that we're holding it steady, really. We've been growing pretty aggressively for the last 4 or 5 years. This means that we kind of are in station-keeping mode, slightly lower on numbers, and all of that suggests that we've got generally improving cattle market fundamentals from a supply standpoint. Demand looks pretty good right now, so I think we have every reason to expect modestly higher cattle prices in general in 2020.
Finally, those beef, the replacement heifers, the beef replacement heifers, anything that you really read into those numbers at all?
I think these numbers would indicate not significant liquidation going forward. We use that beef replacement heifer number as a kind of a producer intentions number. So, it suggests that we've stopped expanding, but we're not really into a, full-fledged cyclical liquidation, more of a plateau, kind of moving sideways. And, they did revise the numbers down, so they actually said we didn't have as many heifers to begin with last year as we thought we did. Which, changes that a little bit. So the bottom line, again, is that we're on a plateau here of relatively stable numbers, declining slightly and slowly over time.
When one other thing, as far as more of a historical note, you go back, about 10, 12, 14 years ago, the previous peak was, right around 33 million beef cows. It looks like the peak this go around, at least a million, million and a half less than that. Does that say anything to you about the amount of beef that's needed in the U.S. and internationally?
Well, we didn't reach as, we didn't quite make 32 million head. We peaked at 31.6 million head or thereabouts. One of the things that this illustrates is that productivity in the industry has gone up. 2019, was a record level, all-time record level of beef production in the U.S., and 2020 will push that just slightly higher based on our current estimates to another record level. So we don't need as many cows as we once did, and I think this is very consistent with that idea.
Thank you, Dr. Peel. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, talking about this cattle inventory report that is out from USDA. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.